You submit, we play, rinse and repeat.
Am I here? Oh, I am here. Good choice.
You're on the one that has the lipstick on the cozy.
Oh, God. Can I go to mic three then?
Isn't that gross?
No, switch her to mic three.
Someone actually made out with the mic stand. And look, it looks like someone actually...
John.
Turn it around. Look what else happened to it.
I'm a bad DJ today. What now?
Look at the rest of the mic cozy. It looks like someone was clawing at it to escape something.
Maybe while they were kissing it, they were going, don't you want
They were
me?
Massaging it, and yes. They were eating pieces of it.
Yeah.
Animals. We work with animals here at Killer Radio.
Can I switch to mic three, please? Can you put mic three up?
Why don't you switch the cozy?
Because it's easier to just do mic three. I just like making you work. See?
There you go. That's Mark on mic three.
Did you hear the difference?
Far gayer.
Well, I'm not going to get, I don't know, syphilis or whatever that's embedded with that lipstick. Chlamydia.
Just because you can't see it.
Doesn't mean it's not there.
Exactly. So that doesn't mean that the cozy you're using now is clean.
I think it was at the Hear Hear event I said, didn't I mention something about female chlamydia? Or no, feline chlamydia? Who did I mention that about?
Oh, I don't know, but you did accuse someone of having it.
They were saying they were sick.
You know, some people don't wear their shoes at home because they think it's disgusting because their shoes have touched the street and the ground.
Which
and they don't bring
sense.
That into their home. Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense.
That doesn't make any sense to me at all. You know why that doesn't make sense to me at all?
Why?
Are your feet, your bare feet, supposed to be clean or something?
Your feet haven't been walking around touching all the crazy extraneous crap that's outside on the ground.
Your feet have been rubbing up against the bacteria from your dead skin and your sweat inside
your
sock.
That's better than people who do loogies oftentimes, especially in your fucking neighborhood.
I disagree. I bet you there's more bacteria in your shoe than on the bottom of your shoe.
Well, those people who care about that
and
stuff...
And on your feet.
Those people who care about that stuff probably spray their shoes, too, with some sort of disinfectant, like Lysol
or something.
Yeah, but
then you use your feet to walk around the house... And the house has a ground.
I don't use my feet. I have a level of being able to hover. You know, I was a part of that.
Hover?
What was that? Yeah, hover. Yeah, what was that?
Dude, I'm going to tease you about that all day.
I know. What was that Japanese
levitation? I saw you flying on your hovercraft
today. It is hover. I've heard it pronounced that way too.
Really?
Maryland. Remember that that Japanese cult that did the sarin gas attack? The Aum Shinrikyo or whatever.
Right, right.
They were, what got them, their claim to fame actually was that they had this whole thing that they were actually a levitation cult.
Right.
That they could make themselves levitate. And when I was looking for a new roommate, the friend who hooked us up said, oh yeah, he's part of that Japanese levitation cult. And this was before the sarin gas attack. So she thought I was a part of that. And she was like, oh, okay, cool. Typical LA. No flinching.
Do you want to hear something crazy in L.A. for
yes.
you? Yes. I went to, as you know, I'm an actor. I went to a casting workshop last week. And these casting workshops are these weird little things where you pay to do a scene in front of a casting director.
I used to do those.
Director.
As a casting director, I used to do those.
Okay.
They're fun.
So, yeah. So, they can be fun. Mostly, they're awfully, dreadfully boring.
Mine was totally fun.
They can be fun.
So fun.
So, we had this casting director. And he was it was a good casting director to meet. You know, he cast a lot of things. It was... You know, like, that's why I went there, you know?
Right, right.
And he told amazing stories about what it's like being a casting director. He gave good pointers about what not to do and what not
right.
to do in an audition, everything
right.
like that. And then he starts pitching us on his website. He's got his own website. He does as a side project. He just wanted everybody to know. And it's all about the creepy paranormal. And he starts talking to us about orbs and how orbs are spirits. And he has pictures of himself, of these things that float by him and connect to his body. And all these, he started going on with these stories of people and UFOs and how, and as if he was talking about, you know, he also runs a gardening group and, you know, like a
right.
thing that's like totally normal that everybody expects. But of course, everybody in the room is like hanging on his every word. And half the people in the room are sure true believers anyway, and the
right.
other half are pretending that they are because they want to catch
me.
His gaze, you know.
Oh,
that's so interesting. And I am there gritting my teeth, trying not to freak out. Like,
how long did this go on for?
Not too long, a few minutes, but enough for me to like. It's just completely out there. Like you don't expect it at all. It's like you're in a professional atmosphere. Here's this professional, and he comes and he talks to you about fairies and hobbits and shit. You know, like we're just. And now I'm supposed to go up and do a scene for him and hope that he thinks I'm good at my craft. And I think he's loony. But he's very successful. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, here's a person who operates in society very successfully and comfortably talks about floating orbs that attach to his skin that are – orbs are pure spirit. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Apparently, no. They're pure spirit.
Huh. How long was he talking before you felt like, gosh, I'm kind of been taken hostage right now? Because there's that moment when you're in a group setting and someone's talking and they're talking about something you don't really want to talk about, but you can't really leave and you can't really move and you have to act like you're listening. Like,
yeah, if he was talking about finding your inner Jesus or something, I would have had the same kind of reaction.
Right.
Where it's like, anything's possible, but don't want to talk about it right now.
God.
It was pretty immediate, but anyway.
I have
some more crazy stories for you, because I went away for the weekend for my mom's 60th birthday.
Oh, you did go? Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, and it was fun.
I forgot about that.
Well, why don't we play some music? I know you have battery issues today, and so we're going to go through your sets first just so that we don't...
We can mix up a little bit. I have an hour and a half of battery life right now. It's a two-hour show, so maybe I should just...
But doesn't time speed up, though, like when you use...
We can find out together, John.
Computer?
John, we'll find out together.
You know what I mean? Like, if you have something that says, oh, you have an hour, like your iPod, it will show that it's like half full, the battery's half full. But it's half full assuming that you're not going to use it. If you start shuffling and searching and stuff like that, the speed at which the battery goes down goes up.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, I forgot my power cord today, and I didn't realize that I had my other show beforehand, and I'm like, oh, shitty, shitty, bang, bang. So let's just go to it.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
What's the show about, John?
All submission show.
Right.
People send us music.
Good for you.
And we play it. And we got loads of submissions for you. So
we really do.
It's a good day.
It is. But let's go to this submission. It's an artist by the name of Leroy, based here in Los Angeles. MySpace.com/LeroyMusic. This track is called Lonesome Highway. And it's coming up right now on killradio.org.
Here, here.
And we're back. That was an artist by the name of Elliot. He never told me where in the U.S. he was from. I can't hear myself at all.
Oh, because you're on three.
Let me say
this. This is why I wanted you to use two, because I'm always going to forget to bring up three.
You know, no, I change one little thing and you start bitching.
Yeah. Here. There you go. Now you're two.
I see what you did. He switched out the XLR cable, so now that I am two, just without someone else's lipstick.
Yeah, are you guys all up to date with what's going on in the studio?
It's crazy. All
right, thanks for listening. All right,
again, that was Elliot with the song Sin. We played him before. He never told me where in the U.S. he's from. So it just says U.S., myspace.com/Elliot319. That's Elliot with one L. Before that, once again, was Leroy, based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/Leroy Music. That track was called Lonesome Highway. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
So how's mom?
Mom's good. She was totally surprised.
She have a heart attack?
So my grandmother, my mother planned this 60th birthday party, and it was understood that my brother and I weren't going to be able to go. My brother's 5 years older than me. And
Important. Well, thanks for sharing.
As opposed
you're so
to
competitive.
A little brother or, you know, like...
No one cares, John.
My point is she has two adult children who live on the other side. This is in she lives in Maryland, so, you know, we grew up there, and then we moved to the other side of the country, and so, yeah. So it's already hard enough for her, us just not being there.
Right,
now she has a grandson as well. And mm-hmm. So she's having her 60th birthday party, and we weren't going to go because I just got back from my honeymoon. I don't have any money. My brother just started a business, and, you know, all his money's tied up. But so I decided that, you know, okay, still, we had to go. It's her 60th birthday, right? So it has to be done. I spent all my miles and bought a ticket. My brother bought a ticket, and we went on different flights, different airlines. We both arrived more or less the same time at the same airport, and then mm-hmm. we shared a rental car.
Right.
So we go to the and you got to understand, this whole week previous, my mother had been going on and on and on about how sad she is that we're not going to be there and how much it hurts her to be far from her family. And anyway, if you ever wonder why Jewish mothers use so much guilt, it's because it works. So we arrive there, and we call her from the bottom of the driveway. And we're like, oh, so when's the party? My brother's on the phone. When's the party starting? Y'all are you excited? Sorry we can't be there. But we had a present sent. It should be arriving soon. She should look out your window. I think it ought to be there. And then we came up the driveway. And she comes out and she goes, you assholes. And then she starts crying and hugs us.
Oh,
and everybody's very
God.
Happy. And, you know, it was... She was so happy, and it was a great party with all of her annoying friends who I can't stand. And my cousin was there. My cousin came down from New York with his uh-huh. girlfriend, and so I got to hang out with him, which is always fun.
Cool.
And I drank a lot. I haven't been drinking because, you know, I've been trying to get back in shape from Europe.
Trying to get into a support the marriage weight.
Exactly.
Stay sexy for my wife weight.
Exactly. I have to justify this beautiful woman being with me. And if I can do that maybe with the, you know, an ab or two, that would be cool. Ab muscle. So I've been working on that. But, you know, it's a party and and I was away and Shannon didn't come, you know.
Right. So fuck her. I'm going to get drunk.
It was hard being away from her, actually. Like, I know it sounds corny, but it's just like I realize how much I rely on her to ground me. So, like, if I'm, like, I was there at this party and, like, these people, some of my parents' friends really irritate me. And then I wouldn't have anything to do with that irritation. I wouldn't be able to turn to her and say, like, so how are you? And, you know, let's talk about something else or let's go for a walk.
Right.
No, I would just go back to the bar and get another drink.
So the drink was the surrogate. The surrogate, Shannon, was the drink.
The stupid irony of it all is I was trying not to drink beer because of this whole dieting thing. So I was drinking scotch. And then I know it doesn't make any sense now.
No.
It made sense at the time.
You could have been drinking Michelob Ultra or something.
I could have been drinking Diet Cola. I just, you know, I was drinking scotch. And then at the end of the night, I felt this impulse to continue drinking. And then it was wine. And then I think chocolate liqueur came into it. And
wow.
Anyway, I drank a fair amount and went to bed and felt really good and fell asleep and slept really well. And then I woke up. And I was really sick, like college sick. Like it was my own stupid fault for not like, you know, hydrating before I went to bed. Like
uh-huh.
So I don't know what hurt more, like the dry heaving, the headache, or my ego. And I think my ego is what hurt the most because it was totally my fault. And I don't usually do this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just totally stupid of me to drink that much and not even like consider, you know, like drinking a glass of water before I went to bed. Yeah.
But well, that's what happens. We get so far along in our drunkenness that we forget like some stopgap measures, like drink as much water before you can go to bed, or take a couple aspirin.
Oh, and I was so caught up in the conversation of whatever
irritating
the hell it was.
Conversation.
By the end of the night, I wasn't irritated with anybody. I was explaining to them why the criminal justice system doesn't work. I was happy about it.
You were being the irritating person.
Totally.
Probably. Good.
Totally.
They deserved it.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Fuck them. All of you that are listening. John's mom's
Well, like,
friends.
Here's an example of something that's irritating. There's a Kia commercial that's out there. Apparently has a guy in it that looks like me. I haven't seen it, but I know this because several people who know me have asked me if I'm in the Kia commercial. And this has happened before with other commercials because I do occasionally show up on television. So
right.
If there's someone who looks like me, you know, people can make a mistake. But this is a mistake that's been made a lot over the past several months. Like, I don't know, this guy must look a lot like me. I had a couple of friends that said, no, he doesn't really look like you, but I've had a lot of people who have met me more than once who are like, he looks exactly like you, he sounds exactly like you, I can't believe you're not in it. This is irritating in and of itself, that there's someone who looks like me, who's working in my field, and, you know, cashing checks that aren't mine and all of that. It's irritating enough, but it's even more irritating to be constantly reminded of it. Ironically, not because I see it on TV, but because people feel a need to tell me about it. And that's fine. I understand it connects them to this other world. You know, it's like when you have to introduce yourself to a famous person that you see.
Right.
You know, this is that on a tiny little microcosm. Right.
Right.
I get it. It's fine. This woman is my mother's friend at this party. She comes out to me so excited to inform me that I'm in this Kia commercial, to tell me that she saw it and she has to know, is it me? She wasn't, you know, wasn't sure. I said, no, I've gotten it before. I know, unfortunately, it's not me, but, you know, thanks for asking. Are you sure it's not you? Yeah, no, I understand the guy looks a lot like me. Well, you should have gotten this. I don't know why they didn't give you this part.
Oh, that's where,
would not let up. I mean, this went on for longer than the guy talking about orbs at the casting director workshop. This went on forever.
So she took
and
you
ever
hostage.
And ever. Yeah, it took me hostage and wanted me to reassure her that, you know, why I wasn't in this commercial. Like, she...
Right.
What was she hoping to gain from it? Like...
People are dumb.
That's what
Or ignorant. I don't know which it is, because I've seen that before where people grab onto something, they don't let go, and they don't see that, okay, it's time. It's time to move on. I don't know what it is. I think people are ignorant. They're kind of... I think it has to be a level of self-absorption somehow, because if they were looking at it from your point of view, they'd probably see like, wow, he probably doesn't want to talk about this for about 30 seconds more.
Exactly.
But I'm going to take those 30 seconds, but not go over. Otherwise, her
That's
took
fine.
Up 30
the
minutes.
30 seconds is fine, you know, but...
I don't know. Somehow I'm usually pretty good about gauging how other people are feeling, even if they have a smile on their face, their eyes are bright, but what's really going on behind the mask kind of thing.
You know, I don't kill in Los Angeles anymore, but when I go home to Maryland on the farm,
you know,
sometimes I have to kill people, and
right.
I hope it was not a
shallow grave.
No, I didn't kill her. I'm just saying I could have. Because
you could at least punched her.
No, it was my mother's 60th birthday party.
Not your mom.
No, I mean...
The lady.
I know, but I didn't want to ruin the party for her by punching another one of her friends.
Mm.
In the face. Who's an old boy.
I've actually gotten really good at by being kind of jokingly aggressive with people like that. And I'll just say... I've done this. I go, we need to move on from this. And I've done it. And I get away. Somehow, I don't get away with a lot of things. But when I do that, somehow I get away with it.
Dude,
say that.
I was this close to telling my grandfather, Grandpa, that's the most boring story I've ever fucking heard in my life. But instead, I just offered to get him a drink. And I brought one back for myself. We should go back to music.
Yeah, before my battery dies. This is an artist by the name of Mean Venus. They're out of New Jersey. MySpace.com/MeanVenus. This track is called A Vision. And you are listening still to Hear Here on KillRadio.org.
Lucky you.
Yay.
Yay.
So that was a band called Icebird, based here in Los Angeles. Track was called I'm a Dancer. And then before that, once again, was Mean Venus, track called A Vision. They're out of New Jersey, myspace.com/meanvenus. And then did I say Icebird's MySpace page name? Did I?
Do it again, just to be sure.
myspace.com/icebird.
Awesome.
Simple.
Well done.
I know. I hate when they're like, myspace.com/... I like to eat Cheerios.
2, 4, 7, 8, 11. You want to hear another Maryland story?
No, I need to tell a story.
It's a short one. Oh, okay.
I need to tell a story.
Okay.
I saw Transformers this weekend. Have you seen it yet?
No. Was it More Than Meets the Eye?
Was it what?
More Than Meets the Eye?
Yeah. Actually, I thought I was going to be groaning and screaming at the screen.
But it actually made you think of the socioeconomic injustices of society.
Yes. No, what was what it did do was... It actually was kind of disappointing because at the end I thought, wow, this could have been actually a really good film. But there was those silly, goofy moments that...
like when the car turns into a robot?
No, that's hot. Oh. All the guys on had a hard-on for that. I don't know. It's a weird thing. But I could tell my gaydar was going off. but no, there was like... There's just every time those... Whatever you want to call them, I guess the robots talk to each other... just was like everything stopped.
Oh, I didn't know the robots talked to each other.
Oh, there was this whole presentational moment and they would just talk with such gravity, such severity, like, we must do this because we must do this.
It's like, what's up, motherfucker?
Well, there was kind of that too. They kind of introduced each one and kind of gave them these different kind of personalities, but then their personalities never revealed themselves after that moment of presenting each one by one.
Are they robots?
They're these big honking robots, and in order to blend it in society, they kind of visually scan an item like a semi truck or a camera,
and they make themselves and then they look like it.
They transform into that.
But are they creatures that use mechanics, or are they robots built by
robots?
Creatures?
They're their own species.
Do they have souls? Are they an alien or are they a robot?
They're alien robots.
They're alien robots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the special...
Like, how do they fuck?
Well, one guy got... John Turturro gets peed on by, like, all this, like,
so
excess...
So they reproduce as opposed to being built?
I don't know.
I want to know more about these robots.
There's porn for that, John, that you can find easily.
Robot porn?
Yeah. Have you ever seen furniture porn?
Transporkers?
Have you ever seen furniture porn?
No.
You should look at furnitureporn.com. It is hilarious.
Is it the people humping furniture?
No, it's furniture. It's like there's this one that's amateur. It's like, here's our amateur furniture porn. And it shows this kind of junky kind of chair that's a little bit frayed. It's sitting in front of a desk, and the office desk, the executive desk behind, it's like, so you'd like the job? I'm willing to do anything for the job. And it's just quotes. It's just photo and a quote and dialogue. And it just goes through and it shows them. I mean, it shows them recreating all these positions and then the talking. It's kind of perverted. It's like, oh, my God. It's like it's almost more subversive than if they actually showed the actual thing.
Wow.
Shows these two gay lounge chairs having sex up against a tree and stuff. I mean, it's hilarious. But anyway, the only other thing I want to say about Transformers was
and furniture sex.
Yeah, and furniture sex. No, the great thing about Transformers is it's like shot all over L.A. It actually shot this major scene at the Cesar Chavez Bridge, which is right by my house that I walk across every day. Mm-hmm. And I remember the day that they were shooting, or the night, I was walking home. It was after work, so it was like around 9 o'clock. The street was closed. I had to be escorted down the middle of the street by this like AD and walked across. And that whole scene, there's this big, huge thing where they're like, there's the bridge. I mean, the bridge I cross every day, and there's the robot interacting with it, hiding under it, all this weird crap. It was like, I mean, it was weird that it was that close, and then the CGI with it was really trippy. And then downtown, they're on Broadway a lot. And
you live in a neighborhood that, didn't they just shoot an episode of The Shield?
They're about to. What's today's date?
The 23rd.
I think it might be today. It's sometime this week.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I guess, like you said, but my section of Boyle Heights reminds them of Farmington. Awesome. So, but let's go to music before my battery dies.
Mark lives in the farm district.
This is an artist that sent a number of tracks to us. We're going to play one today and then some more next week. Artist by the name of Poetry Child, based here in Los Angeles. The MySpace page is myspace.com/3D. It says Petri, but it's got to be poetry. Now I want to check it.
Well, hit play, and we'll come back to
this. We'll confirm it when I get back. Yeah. You're right. This track is called Poetic Reaction. And I'll confirm the MySpace address when we come back. Yeah, you're listening to KeelRadio.org's Hear Hear. All submissions all the time.
You know I rhyme better than supposed to rappers that rhyme like veteran. I never hesitate to devastate these ever fake phonies. All I do is close my eyes and meditate, homie, low key. Trying to surpass me, talking trash behind my back. It's time to attack. Hip hop, new soldier, and I'm standing on the front line. Lyrics on my fist, my definition of a punchline. If you don't flinch, trying to act like a tough ass, you must know you're only good enough for my rough jobs. I do it with accuracy. Actually, I tactically launch explosion. Come on, rap to me. I practically rock the spot actively. And you lack the capacity to challenge Mr. Rhapsody. You don't have the audacity to try to compete. You lose tragically every time I use my technique. And hip-hop is getting revived by any means necessary to keep it alive. Because now we got a surprise and the temperature's rising, yeah. Hip-hop is getting revived by any means necessary to keep it alive. Because now it's the time to react. There ain't no turning back. No, is you ready for that? My temperature's rising, it's too hot to bury it. If you wanna brawl, I swing low like chariots. Rappers wanna scared cause they're getting clawed. Poetry, you put a stop to your flow like menopause. Man, when you envision God, picture me against the odds. Like one verse a million, homie, I cannot be stopped. Coincidentally, I'ma damage you mentally. Give up now, homie, it's gonna happen eventually. Not even to mention the fact that poetry's back. I'ma relax and watch the flows collapse. Answer me, why the wannabes bragging to the maximum? Try not to take a fist, but I can sit back and laugh at them. You wanna battle me, homie, we gon' have a problem. You gon' need protection, I ain't talking about a condom. Cause when I spit my rhymes, no, my lines will affect you. Not latex, all them damn children gon' protect you. Hip-hop is getting revived by any means necessary, keep it alive. Because now, we got a surprise, which is rising, yeah. Hip-hop is getting revived by any means necessary, keep it alive. Because now, it's the time to react. There ain't no turning back, no, is you ready for that? Hip-hop is getting revived by any means necessary, keep it alive. I hope you accept the poetry that I give you, because I'm taking down fake rap for lyrical pistols. Whether you with me or against me, you standing aside. Because no matter what, hip-hop is getting revived. And now, it's the time to react. There ain't no turning back, no, is you ready for that? I said, past to my generation, I'm ashamed, and the only solution is incineration. But even out of ashes can come a creation. Please help me build this new world that I'm making. Ask a Satan and temper of the lyrical assassin. You're asking to be verbally abused with the passion. Distractions are absent when I'm the combatant. Rethink your actions before it's the last thing you do. Hip-hop is getting revived by any means necessary, keep it alive. Because now we got a surprise and the temperature's rising, yeah. Hip-hop is getting revived by any means necessary, keep it alive. Because now it's the time to react. There ain't no turning back, no, is you ready for that? I said, hip-hop is getting revived by any means necessary, keep it alive. Because now we got a surprise and the temperature's rising, yeah. Hip-hop is getting revived by any means necessary, keep it alive. Because now it's the time to react. There ain't no turning back, no, is you ready for that? I said, you're not to the equivalent.
Truly trilingual, my voice so hot, you ain't gotta know self-definition of street is. Something special about the kids since my days as a fetus. I mean, this little American me. Introduce you to the world of a G. Now rock with me more. Seduction all in the aim. Had to stop, remind myself that I'm a coach in this game. One shot, two shots, yeah, I'm ready now. As I move closer, I'm breathing heavy now. Now you don't know me, but can I dance with ya? She asked me if I'd ever been with a belly dancer. You know me, I'm like, yes, wrong answer. What happened next needs a wide lens camera. But I was hanging with her, even in the slow dance. She had them hips bed rocking like Bam Bam. Me and Colombian, huh? Just the way I prefer. Fingertips, lower back, yeah, that's how I prefer. It's like the kick drum is one with a waistline. I gotta get in the mind, don't wanna waste time. And so we took a field trip to my bungalow. Man, I'ma beat that thing like it owe me no.
Out of Macedonia and Athens, Georgia, that was Snoopy MC, G. DeWar Don, and Focus. When I try to speak black, I just sound so mayonnaise, you know, on white bread.
G. DeWar Don and Focus, brought to you by Snoopy MC.
That track was called Dilemma. And then before that, we heard Poetry Trial with Poetic Reaction, and we did clarify their MySpace page. It was here correct, myspace.com/3dpetri. That's poetry without an O. 3dpetry. So thank you guys so much for submitting.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want to hear a short story?
Yes.
A short memory?
We've got to go to music running out of battery. Computer dies on us. And all these people.
It's just kind of a gross thing that I just want to share with you.
Yes.
I went to Maryland this weekend, and this morning I woke up with a tick on my chest.
Shut up.
A fucking animal sucking the blood out of my chest.
For how many hours?
I don't know.
Across our country, this land of ours.
It fucking stuck to me. Like, I pulled it off, a piece of, like, chest skin came off with it. It's all, like, winking and grinning at me and eating it.
Fuck you.
Gotcha.
Asshole.
So I started thinking about, like, I actually know people who have Lyme disease. So I started thinking, you know, Lyme disease caused by ticks, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it turns out that it's a different kind of tick that causes Lyme disease. Like, the tick that causes Lyme disease is a really, really, really tiny thing. And this thing was a fucking monster called a dog tick.
Did you have an OCD moment and you just immediately run to the internet to do some research and make sure you didn't have Lyme disease? It's like, oh God, I have Lyme disease.
No, I just called my mother and I just asked about the ticks. And
oh, okay.
She's like, yeah. So, and I deserve it. I did have sex with the dog.
Okay.
But still.
Were you giving or receiving?
I find that giving is a form of receiving, so just ask
that,
Shannon.
That shuts me up. Good one.
My beautiful wife.
Yes.
So anyway, yeah, check your bodies for ticks, everybody, because yes, it's really fucked up when you find one and you weren't checking.
Right.
And don't go to Maryland.
Do not.
It's basically
we haven't reminded everyone
today.
We haven't reminded everyone that we have a new AOL Instant Messenger account here for the show itself. It's here 2006 in inauguration of the year we started this show.
Yes.
It's H-E-A-R-H-E-R-E 2006. If you have any questions about the music we've played or want to say hello to John and totally avoid me, that's totally fine.
Yeah, so if you see here 2006 online, please say hello.
That's us.
Even if it's not during our regular show hour, it means that we signed on looking for you.
Or wanting to be looked for.
Yeah.
Wanting to be found out.
Let's go back to music.
Yep. This is an artist by the name of Kayla Yu, featuring A1 Official. Is also brought to us from DSF Productions. This is a track. This is a remix track of the song Move. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
Said a dance or two, you be going on like Young Jock, and that's the same thing your pants are doing. A mile like it can't be true. Let's take trips to France and move, you know, eating fancy food. A couple L's will enhance the mood. The rap game need me. I'm waiting for my chance to prove a dance and move. Like you playing a chess game, and I'm a pimp, so you know I'm laying the next dame. I need the best brain, so if your neck lame, you be just another X I exchange for the one that'll shake the waist like shake and bake. The same time she shake the jakes, yeah. And she like to bone, but this is only for now, ma. You know I got a wife at home.
Yeah.
Unverbach.
That's a track called Work My Body from the artist Tanya out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Before that, we heard Kayla Yu featuring A1 Official. She's based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/Kayla Yu, K-A-I-L-A-Y-U. That track was the remix of the track Move. And we are back.
Yes.
And my computer is saying I have 31 minutes of battery life yet. So why don't we just go right back to music?
Okay, yeah.
This is a band out of Manchester, UK. They're called Kamikaze Sperm.
Ew.
I just imagine a plane crashing.
Full of sperm.
And right before it crashes, it just climaxes and sprays the cover of the jet itself, of the Kamikaze jet, as it crashes into a
Well, I think
Pearl
the
Harbor.
Point that they're trying to make is that
Speaking
all
of
sperm...
Pearl Harbor.
Oh, that was good.
That was bad.
But all sperm is by definition Kamikaze sperm, right? Because it goes into battle with no expectation of coming back alive. You don't get that?
John, you think about these things way too much. You ruin it for me.
This band is so going to MySpace us and tell us we're right.
That's exactly what we're thinking.
you get us.
Thank you so much. We love you guys. Except Mark's an idiot. Let's go to this track. We have two tracks, actually. This is called Identity Crisis. You're listening to Kamikaze Sperm on killradio.org. Kamikaze Sperm. They sound like that. Manchester, UK, myspace.com/kamikaze sperm. That last track was Road Signs, and we started off with Identity Crisis.
How you doing for batteries?
We have 25 minutes remaining.
Awesome.
Do you want to talk about anything?
We're going to make it. I'm reading a book. I'm all proud of myself because I'm reading a book.
What are you reading?
Well, I just finished this book called...
Like Weightlifting.
Called Straw Dogs, and it's a philosophy book, and it's just about... humanism and how we pretty much delude ourselves into thinking science is different from religion, but really science is the new religion because it's all focused on humans being the most important thing on Earth and being separate from animals, when in fact that's not actually, there's no real evidence to suggest that to be the case.
Right.
And it was very interesting, and but problem is it's like most of the book is this guy just trying to convince you how smart he is. Like, it's a lot of references to other books that he's read.
Right.
Like, he's just trying to impress you with all the books he's read.
And that's, what, like, that's how you responded?
And there's only so much of, well, I think this and I think that, that I can take. Even though I agreed with 99% of what he said, it was just like, as a book, it didn't, I wasn't, like, enthusiastic about finishing it.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I bought it because it said on the back, the greatest fucking book I've ever read in my life by like 10 different people who are like famous authors. So I thought, oh, it must be important to read. Anyway, I guess philosophy books aren't my thing. So I took home a novel that my dad had just finished reading called The Kite Runner, which won a bunch of awards. It's written by this guy from Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about this kid growing up in Afghanistan. He moves to America and then he goes back to Afghanistan as an adult and describes what he, you know, how he grew up and describes what he sees in the modern world. And this is the first time I ever did this. I had a layover in Dallas on the way back from Baltimore and then a 2.5-hour flight from Dallas to L.A. And on that 2.5-hour flight, I read nonstop. I didn't take a break at any point. I read like 200 pages without stopping. I don't think I've ever done that before. And it may make me sound like a retard or a geek. I don't know which that is. But like, I couldn't put this book down. I'm like halfway through it now. It's really good. I recommend it. It's called The Kite Runner by, I think it's Khalid Hosani. I don't have it with me off memory, but
it's
moving.
It's one of those cool things. I used to do this. I remember in college, friends of ours, we'd go to the beach and we would all bring a book, and it would just to be at the beach, soaking up the sun, reading a book. I was into like crime fiction from the 50s in those days, so a lot of stuff like what's his name? He wrote The Grifters and he wrote After Dark, My Sweet. I can't remember his name right now, the author, and I should totally know it. But I mean, really great stuff.
What's his name?
Kind of a common, it's not that uncommon of a name. I can't think of it. But anyway, there's something so enjoyable about sitting around reading a book. I wouldn't do it at home that way.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to just sit at home and read a book.
But at the beach, it was really nice. Yeah, there was something really enjoyable about it.
Or if you're traveling, you're like on a bus or plane or anything like that. If you guys out there, if you haven't tried this, read a book.
Read a book.
Yeah. It's it's better than you might think.
Before they all disappear.
Let's go to some more music.
Okay.
Before our listeners all disappear.
You know what? What is that supposed to mean?
It's book time on C-SPAN 3.
C-SPAN 33. This book is about a young slave girl who lived on an antebellum. Her name was Kanduta Tapapa. Anyway. this is a... Remember when... Obsolete Heart came by to the show and performed live?
I do, and they had a giant bottle of whiskey.
No, that was the first time. The second time, I don't think they brought it, did they?
Oh, no. The last time they came by, yes.
Yeah. So this is from that recording back in April.
Cool.
I wouldn't start off with that because it went well with this song, and I was one song short for this set, this last song I'm going to be playing. But let's go to this is the live version that Obsolete Heart did and that we recorded of Ellen. Obsolete Heart, of course, is based here in Los Angeles. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/obsoleteheart.
Also, they're going to be on Is Good in September.
Oh, really?
September
cool.
September 5th.
And the t-shirt I got from them is one of my favorite coveted t-shirts. So
we like Obsolete Heart.
We do. So let's go to that. This is a live recording of Ellen here in our studios here back in April. You're listening to Obsolete Heart on killradio.org.
And me.
And we made it.
Here, here. KillRadio.org. I guess you can turn your computer down now.
Yep. That's a band called We Stick Our Hands in the Fire. They're kind of based both in Portland and here in L.A. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/WeStickOurHandsInTheFire. That track was called Song for a Funeral.
If I had a band, I'd call it She Puts the Lotion on Her Body.
Thanks, John. Thank you so much.
She puts the dog in the basket.
Sometimes I feel like a fucking parent on this fucking show. I swear to God.
Sorry, I saw some of Silence of the Lambs the other day, and
we're sure a great big fat lady. Stupid.
I just have it weighing heavy in my mind.
So thank you. We Stick Our Hands in the Fire. Before that, we heard Obsolete Heart. They came by and performed live back in April. This was the live version of the song Ellen. They're also based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/obsoleteheart. And I did it with 13 minutes remaining of battery life on my computer. So thank you, John, for helping me save the show.
Now it's my turn.
Yeah, gosh.
Let's talk about me.
We've been talking about you the whole time. That didn't change that aspect of the show. My God.
So isgoodmusic.com has an event coming up this Wednesday.
Wow, no one cares. That's interesting.
And it's at Molly Malone's, which is an awesome venue to go see a band play. Because you go in, there's a bar, which is cool, and then you go to the back room, and that's cool too. And it's got a band and the stage and everything. It's awesome. And I got five bands playing. It's a $7 cover, and these are all incredible bands. All of them have been guests on Is Good, except for one of them, which is a touring band from Austin. So we're going to start off the evening with the Osgoods, myspace.com/Osgood, the Osgoods, OSGOODS. Yes, the Osgoods on Is Good. And they're awesome. And one of the songs from their latest album was like a finalist in the Best Song Writing Award out of like 15,000 applicants, 2006. Yeah, and that's a good thing. And after that, we have the Carabel Nightlife. Lovely, lovely band. That's K-A-R-A-B-A-L, the Carabel Nightlife. MySpace.com/the Carabel Nightlife. Following that, Death to Anders.
Yay.
A good friend of Kill Radio, Here Here, and Is Good.
Yeah, our patron saints.
MySpace.com/Death to Anders, A-N-D-E-R-S. And they're just such a fantastic indie rock act. And if you haven't seen them, you really ought to. And you can on Wednesday at Molly Malone's. And then at 11, Klum, one of my favorite bands. They're out of Monrovia, and they are unbelievably talented and textured, incorporating everything from amazing vocals, distortion guitar, and a grand piano, if I recall.
Wow.
Yeah, and lots of other stuff. And there's like five or six of them. The Klum Boys, I call them. MySpace.com/Klum, like the Heidi variety. And then and then at midnight, Stuart Mann in Statesboro Review out of Austin, Texas, he will be on his way through town, and I threw him on the bill because I can do that. And we're also going to have him here in this studio next week, next Monday, the 30th,
to do a little
acoustic thing for us. So that'll be fun. So I hope to see you there. It's Wednesday, Molly Malone's, July 25th. Doors are at 7:30. And cover is $7. And Molly Malone's is 575 South Fairfax. It's Fairfax Avenue and 6th. So if you are local, you might want to go there and say hello to me. And I'll say hello to you as if we had already met once before. And I'm glad to see you again.
Right.
So I'm going to go to music. I have a couple of CDs and whatnot to play. This is a band called the Gasoline Angels, whose cover art is fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, I have to admit it aroused me.
Yeah,
made me look
at their
MySpace page. I was kind of turned on to it.
Very Francis Bacon, Clive Barker-esque.
It was both foreboding yet alluring at the same time, which is common in my masturbation fantasies.
Great. And on that note, myspace.com/thegasolineangels. And they are local, so you can see them perform live somewhere, I'm sure. And this is their self-titled album. We're going to play a couple of tracks from it. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Money, greed, the black girl.
Gasoline Angels on Here Here on killradio.org. Check out myspace.com/thegasolineangels. According to their one sheet here, it looks like they you can get their album, their self-titled album, at the iTunes Music Store, as well as Amazon.com, CDBaby.com, Rhapsody, and a couple other places. And looks like they got some upcoming dates between today and August 11th, actually, opening for Queens of the Stone Age. Good for them. Yeah. Moving on up
to the top.
And it all starts with Here Here on killradio.org. That's right.
Yes.
They wouldn't be going anywhere if they didn't submit tokillradio.org. So I got some more music for you here. This is an artist by, who goes by the name of The Beep. This is an act out of Germany. We played something called Floor Model, I think 2 weeks ago, which was a collaboration between this guy, The Beep, and Jeff Caudill, an Americana indie rock performer who lives out here. And he was so happy to hear the show. He sent us some more, some of his solo work. So we're looking forward to playing that right now. This is, what is this called? March of the Robots by The Beep. And you can check out myspace.com/ILoveTheBeep. Don't go to myspace.com/TheBeep. That's something else. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
You really are.
As the dawn of a new decade began, so did the nation's rush to bring an exciting new form of entertainment.
Thank you.
Here, here on killradio.org. That was The Beep. And that was awesome.
I like that.
That was awesome. I really, what was the name of that last song? I want to look that up. Nerds Will Be the Boss in 2017. This is.
I can't wait. I'm going to kick your ass.
Hooray. And I already read books. This is from an EP called From Your HD to Your Stereo EP, which is awesome. And thank you, The Beep. MySpace.com/. I love The Beep. Now we love The Beep. Hopefully you also love The Beep. And I suppose The Beep probably loves himself if he's listening right now. Because if I were The Beep, I'd be loving The Beep out of myself.
If I was The Beep, after listening to that, I would start making love to myself.
You'd, in essence, be beeping yourself.
Yes.
To censor a...
In many ways.
...common euphemism for loving.
Well, we amuse ourselves. That's all we know today.
If we didn't amuse ourselves, I don't think we'd be able to do this show. We've been doing this show since March of another year.
Yeah.
Not this year, which is pretty amazing. We're online at AOL Instant Messenger. The handle is HereHere2006, HEARHERE. By the way, if you want your music to be played on HereHere...
Don't ask.
It's not. Yeah, it's really exclusive.
Someone asked today.
We only play music that's been sent to us. So if you don't send us any music, I don't want you to sit around and expect to be played.
Right.
So that's kind of
And don't expect us to need to like it or like, not like it.
It's like Ralph's Club. You know, it's like an exclusive club where by belonging you get discounts. You know, but you know, and don't expect to be a member of Ralph's Club without ever going to Ralph's.
Right.
So submit your CDs to Kill Radio, Attention Here, Mark and John, 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. Or you can send MP3 submissions to MARC@killradio.org.
No.
No, I'm sorry, via usendit.com.
A lot of people do that.
Don't send it directly to Mark.
Fine.
You can get the actual instructions by going to myspace.com/HereHere, HEAR_HERE. So you can usend it MP3 files to Mark for him to play.
The difference with this show is that it doesn't matter whether we like it or not. We're not about that. We're about giving people airplay, so to speak. And so what's great about that is both John and I have thrown judgment out the window, and it's never come back. It calls us once in a while, but we don't really pick up the phone. We have caller ID. So, you know, it doesn't matter whether we like it or not like it. We're going to play it.
And we get, you know, most of the time we get to play cool shit. Like
most of the stuff we like play is really, really good.
Like the Gasoline Angels and all this other cool stuff that we play today. So
why don't we get more to some of that great stuff that's been submitted that we really
we
really are indifferent about.
Hooray. This is not called Layabout. Came in via the mail. MySpace.com/layabout. And see, I have a one sheet here. It's very colorful. This is an EP called Suburban Legend. And you can go to layaboutband.com or myspace.com/layabout. According to Keyboard Magazine, it says, if Keyboard were a record label, we could get rich with unsigned artists like these. Wow. And Hits in the Car says, this is quiet and beautiful stuff and darn close to the perfect soundtrack. So I'll play a couple of tracks for you. Right now, then, you're listening to Here on killradio.org.
I don't know just what I see in you. Come closer, tell me what you do. You asked me to give you some time. I practiced what I'd said line by line. You said you put your arms around the city. I guess I thought I'd photograph you with me. Is this the worst emotion next to pity? You tell me it was just the blues. The rain's the thing that got you through. Erosion is the luckiest side. I scripted every play one at a time. You said you put your arms around the city. I guess I thought I'd photograph you with me. Is this the worst emotion next to pity? That's okay. Crowded subways helped me dissipate. You never told me what you thought of grind. An English genre in my ears. Who's victimized? You said you put your arms around the city. I guess I thought I'd photograph you in me. Is this the worst emotion next to pity? Cannot be out of the night, a figure in really. She held me close and told me what to hear. Walk away and her breath begins to see. My mind concentrated, the pressure by design. I can't remember the trouble I'm in. It softens the noise that makes us like kin.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was Layabout right from right here in Los Angeles, a Los Angeles-based jazz slash pop trio founded by native Texan keyboardist and vocalist Edward, would you believe it, Tex Miller. You can check out myspace.com/layabout or layaboutband.com and get more information on this artist and pick up his new EP called Suburban Legend. This is Here Here on KillRadio.org. It's Kill Radio's submission show. People send us music. We play it. We're here every Monday. And once a month, we do events to raise funds for Kill Radio to allow us to pay the rent so that we can continue.
Not allow us to pay the rent. We pay the rent fine. This allows us to expand our mission of doing just this or new equipment or things like that, John.
Yes, to allow us to pay the rent.
No. Our rent's paid.
No, it's to allow us, instead of spending money on things we can afford, we can pay the rent and then spend money on things.
Yes.
It allows us to put the rent behind us and move forward.
Yes.
I'm not saying without the benefits we couldn't pay the rent. I'm saying it allows us to pay the rent so that with the benefits we can also pay
more. We're a financially stable organization, and these events allow us to expand our mission and our outreach and our ability to do shows like this.
I just like them because we get to see Hear performers play live.
Yeah, that's especially why we do
these
events.
I don't give a fuck about Kill Radio. So the next one is coming up, I think, August 18th, and we're already 19th, and we're
I've been pretty much firmed up, but I'll announce probably next week. I'll have everything firmed up by then, and then announce it, and we'll have the flyers ready and distribute them accordingly.
Reason I bring it up is because at the last benefit, I was handed a CD by one of our greatest fans, Jilly Dart of Space Kitty. And the CD is called Galaxy, and I'm going to play some music by Space Kitty for you. She performed at our last benefit. myspace.com/spacekitty. That's SpaceKittiTTI. And sounds like this. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
We'll be right back. professional. Thank you.
And we're back on here on killradio.org.
Her stuff is fun.
Yes.
It's a whole mix of stuff.
That last one put me in a trance.
Yeah, it did.
I was almost seeing in color.
Colors that you've never seen before.
No, just color. I usually see in black and white.
Huh.
So you're listening to here on killradio.org. If you didn't know that, if you were sure, perhaps you were just in a rubber room imagining the whole thing. But no, you are in fact tuned in.
Basically having
along with thousands of other people to killradio.org.
Basically having a John Hirschfeld experience.
Nonprofit, anti-corporate, internet radio, here to stay.
Pro-independent music, pro-independent news.
And we almost never club Baby Seals. That is a true statement about Kill Radio.
I have to admit, I came close one time.
But as a collective, I would say.
Oh, as a collective, no.
Over the
years, I'm part of this collective.
Very few, if any. What happened to your finger?
I banged it.
You banged your middle finger? Were you flipping off a door that was closing?
This has been going on for a month, John.
I just noticed.
You're such a bad.
A bad DJ boyfriend?
Bad DJ boyfriend. Bad straight DJ boyfriend.
So you banged it on a door?
No, I was opening a hamper. It was one of those hampers that's built in the wall, has a laundry chute at my friend's house.
Uh-huh.
Opening it with one hand, threw the shirt in with that same hand while it slammed shut and banged my finger. It was very painful.
So it was like you were throwing yourself down a laundry hamper?
No, not at all. If you'd heard what I said.
No, but so
instead
like
of trying to come up with
the laundry
a response,
hamper
that's cute.
on your hand.
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
I'm sorry that you have to go through that.
No, it doesn't hurt now. It's fine. Just everyone thinks I'm wearing black nail polish, but didn't finish the job because it doesn't cover it all the way.
But it's funny because it's your middle finger.
Yeah, but I did come close
and
to
I'm 12.
Banging. I did come close to clubbing a baby seal once, and it wasn't even in Canada. It was weird. It was weird.
Wow.
I was drunk.
Well. There you go.
Showstopper. Thank you, Caldwell.
Yeah. All right. So this is an artist that came in with another artist that I interviewed a few weeks ago called Erica Rose and the dot, dot, dots. And this is one of those dots. Her name is Laura Martin, and she has a solo project under her own name. And she gave me a CD. And I was like, oh, cool, another CD. Like, you know, more music. All right, I'll get around to that. And, of course, I was in the car, and I put it in the car, and I was driving along. And this, you know, I'd heard her sing as a backup for Erica Rose, who's very, very talented, and her backup voice was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm listening to this solo CD, and it blew my mind.
Cool.
So I'm very excited to play this for you on here. Her name is Laura Martin, myspace.com/LauraMartinMusic, and I'm going to play a few tracks for you. One's called Call Me a Bitch. And the other one is called Flow, and it sounds like
this.
Oh,
I know that song.
On Here. No, you don't. Kill Radio.
I helped her write it.
.org. You called her a bitch, and she wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, figured you'd say that.
To call me a bitch.
say goodbye. My clock ticking, but you never heard. My clock ticking. Your hands, my throat, help me. I rubbed your face, your eyes, filled with a true surprise. Now I can't believe you're gonna do this. You call me a bitch, lunatic. Now I can't believe you're gonna do that. You call me a bitch, say.
Not bad, huh?
Gosh. She broke my heart in 27 places.
That's Laura Martin, myspace.com/Laura Martin Music. And that is the end of our show.
Wow, we're ending
and we
time.
Actually ended at 4 for the first time ever.
In like this
ever.
Year.
Ever.
No, we have before.
Maybe when we did it solo.
Let's talk about it so we ruin it.
Let's talk about it until 4th 20.
So why don't we thank the bands?
Well, I'd like to start by thanking Laura Martin, Space Kitty, Layabout, The Beep, The Gasoline Angels, We Stick Our Hands in the Fire, Obsolete Heart, Kamikaze Sperm, Tanya, Kayla Yu featuring A1 Official, Snoopy MC, G De War Don and Focus, Poetry Child, Icebird, Mean Venus, Elliot, and then I'd like to go on to thank Leroy for starting off the show.
Yay.
And that is the playlist for today.
Yep.
On Here. You can download this show from myspace.com/hearhear, H-E-A-R underscore H-E-R-E.
Check out the blog.
In the blog section of our website. There's also a link on that website to subscribe to the podcast, where this ought to be available tomorrow, probably.
Via the iTunes Music Store.
So, yes. So, we'll be back next week with more music from The Mailman and beyond.
Coming up next, we have a re-webcast of Standing Room Only Radio. Thank you so much.